All right, Thursday night and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good as always. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Will Gilbert is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Judy Anita is on. Volvo 960 is on. Nitsua 99 is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Alpha Acres is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Noodlin McGroin, the McGroin Nation, is on. Why Not Me is on. 11 Carl 11, something like that, is on. Appreciate you, brother. I know I see you all the time. Hope I'm not butchering your name. Nick GLYH is on. Dave Souders is on. Green Rose Patriot is on. Melly Martin is on. Daniel Armstrong is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Jim Kohler is on. Alpha Acres is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Spoken 007 is on. D9597 is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Steffa Toms is on. Confederate 1 is on. Kep Guy 1 is on. Christopher Arnott is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Confederate 1 is on. Jana Jones is on. US Abbey Girl is on. Let me see what I haven't gotten yet here. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Todd Stuff is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Kev FM 1 is on. Snarl. Barky is on. The Picket Fence is on. Sheila K is on. Wilbur's Bud 1 is on. Uncle Wally's on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. We are only, let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 5 days from President Trump being the 47th president of the United States. And as the title of the podcast says, only fraud can stop us. Only fraud can stop us. Have we done enough to mitigate the fraud? I believe that we have, but we will see. That's the only thing that can stop us, because nobody polling like Trump is polling right now, and they're on the Republican side, ever loses. Citizen Free Press tweet. We'll hop right into it, Will. Here's the polls. Arizona early voting update. Not just a mere lead of 163,000 votes by the Republicans. I mean, folks, there's no way to overcome that without fraud, just so you know. And they have the people. Katie Hobbs, the governor of the state of Arizona, she can hop right in. And, you know, and, but there's some more information on this. I'll get to this with the election fraud part of the show here in a minute. But they just, there's a major court case won by America First Legal. Remember those 218,000 phantom ballots? And just make sure that everybody understands what I mean by phantom ballots and how ambiguous our elections are. You need to understand. I mean, how dare you say that? You're a threat to democracy for questioning our elections. No, the essence of democracy is to question elections. That's the essence of democracy, is being able to question anything you want. I can question vaccines. I can question the government. I can question doctors. I can question the NIH. I can question FBI. Anybody I want to question. I can scrutinize anything I want to scrutinize. That's the essence of democracy. But those by phantom ballots, please understand what I mean. If you have no ID checks, then what's to keep anybody from voting 47 times in one day? If there's no ID checks anywhere at any polling location in any state, and now like in the state of Michigan and the state of Cal, I don't know about Michigan, for sure the state of California, you're not even allowed to ask for an ID. Then think about it. If I'm voting in California and they don't even ask for ID, why can't I vote at the same polling location 48 times? Why? I'll just vote, get back in line. Vote, get back in line. What? They're not even allowed to ask for my ID. Well, isn't that the same person? You can't ask me. Doesn't he look like the exact same guy that voted 12 minutes ago? Can't ask me. That's what's going on in all of these states run by Democrats, Pennsylvania, Michigan, all of them. So will we be able to make it too big to rig? We will find out, because the only way we can lose with numbers like this is via fraud. And by phantom ballots, I mean, whether it's voter rolls where you have, again, when there's no ID and it's ambiguous about how people can register to vote, and I can just register to vote, and they just send out IDs into the wind. I mean, send out ballots into the wind. And there's people that are registered to vote, and they have no idea who they are. That's the deal in Arizona. They have absolutely no idea who 218,000 people are, because they had a screw up with their DMV, where it found out that the DMV gave people, registered people to vote, who never showed proof of citizenship. And then when asked, when the Secretary of State is asked, who are these people, he claimed to not know, but America First Legal just kicked his butt in a lawsuit and now are forcing him to reveal who they are. And by the way, he perjured himself because he said he didn't know who they were and couldn't release the names because he didn't know who they were. So you have 218,000 people in the wind. No idea who they are, but they're registered to vote. You're like, how's that possible, Tom? Because they were registered to vote via a DMV and nobody was ever, there was nothing to prove who they were. No proof of citizenship, so they can just make up a name. My name is Jimbo Thomas. Oh, really? Can you prove that you're a citizen? No. Okay, register him to vote. Well, he's out in the wind now. And who knows who Jimbo Thomas is? Then the guy comes back in and registers as Thomas Jimbo. And then comes in as and registers as Bo Thomas. The 218,000 people that the Democrats can use at any time they want in the middle of the night, shut down ballot counting, and start manifesting ballots under the various names. That's what I mean by phantom voters, phantom ballots. But here, early voting update. This never happens, folks. We are never winning early balloting, ever. And we're up by 163,000 ballots in Arizona. They're not merely sweating bullets right now. I mean, listen, they are sweating big time. They're going to lose this election in a landslide. And by the way, some polls are starting to believe that Trump is going to win the popular vote. Tomorrow's last day, Arizona ballot is 4 pages. There will be long lines on election day. I'm just saying this for whoever's watching. Incredibly important to vote early. There you go. 847,000 Republicans, 163,000 early ballots for Republicans. There you go. So we're ahead by 163,000 votes in Arizona, which I guarantee you has never happened before in the history of Arizona. Go to the next one for me, Will. Red Eagle Politics tweet. Trump lost Puerto Ricans in Florida by 30%, 32% to be exact in 2020. 32%. Results, Pennsylvania results were basically the same. The most recent poll that dropped in Singal, conducted mostly after the Madison Square Garden rally, shows Donald Trump winning Florida Puerto Ricans by 2 points. He just turned it around by 34 points amongst Puerto Ricans after the horrendous Puerto Rican statement. So I'm being facetious by saying horrendous because it was a joke. It was a joke. I used to watch Rob Dyrdek and Fantasy Factory all the time. You know who he makes fun of more than anybody? I mean, you wouldn't believe this. Do you know who he makes fun of more than anybody? You ever watch him on Ridiculousness on MTV, also a funny show? You know who he makes fun of more than anybody? Florida rednecks. Guess what I am? I didn't bother by it. He's making fun of us. I'm okay, make fun of us. I don't care. It's a joke. It's a joke. And he didn't call Puerto Ricans garbage. He called the island that, and it wasn't Trump that said it, it was the comedian that said it. He called the island garbage. Then Biden, who hates Harris, comes out and says that Trump supporters are garbage. So Trump didn't say it. Biden did. Trump didn't say it about people. Biden did. And it, guess, look how well it's working for him. Trump's just turned it around by 34%. This is unheard of. You never turn around anything by 4%, let alone 34%. Is Trump going to win the island of Puerto Rico? I mean, that would be the greatest thing in the world. That would be the greatest thing in the world if Trump wins Puerto Rico, the territory of Puerto Rico. That would be the greatest thing ever if Trump wins that after the, all of the hullabaloo by the Democrats and their Goebbels media. All right, go to the next one, we will. Eric Doherty tweet. New and final North Carolina poll, guessed by Eric Doherty, by Big Data poll. Trump's up by exactly 4%. Huge lead. That's a huge lead in North Carolina. Huge lead. And if you saw from Stinchfield in the pregame, Kamala is pulling her money from North Carolina. That's a big deal. And she's putting it, I believe he said, in Virginia, which means they're nervous about Virginia. They should be nervous about Virginia because the last person who won a statewide election in Virginia was Glenn Youngkin, who has endorsed Donald Trump, of course, the governor of the state of Virginia. She's pulling her money. And according to Stinchfield, Kamala Harris's campaign is running or has run out of money. Didn't I tell you that? And I'm not trying to be like I told that. I'm just telling you, it's all common sense. You cannot continue when you go And it's eclipse, right, Aaron? I know I keep asking you the same thing because I don't want to say eclipse because in my head I've got eclipse for some reason.
I want to say eclipse too.
I know, but
yeah.
The eclipse at Washington, D.C., her massive rally where they said she had 100,000 people, all witnesses on scene said max 30,000. So they lie by basically 2.5 times. She had about 30,000 people in there, and then line after line after line after line of what, everybody in the chat? Buses. If you're going to bus people in, you're having to hire the bus, you're going to have to pay people to come in. Eventually, even with a $2 billion war chest, when you're paying 30,000 people to show up $1,000 a piece, you're going to run out of money. And a lot of them are more than $1,000 a piece. And you're renting the buses. Trump has had at least two huge rallies since then, where he's shown up in his reflective vest as a garbage man. There's no Beyonce. There's no concerts. There's no promise of concerts. No Potomac Two-Step concerts. Nothing. And he just brings in thousands of people. And guess what else there isn't? No buses. Just massive parking lot for everybody because they're normal Americans and not leftist, globalist, bourgeois, elitist activists. Just normal Americans driving our non-electric cars to the Trump rally. Simple as that. That's why Trump is not running out of money, and she is, and she's pulling her money out of North Carolina because North Carolina is a lost cause, dumping it into Virginia, which should be an easy win. And polling data is starting to show that we might even win New Jersey. That's Rasmussen. And we're already ahead in New Hampshire. So things are looking great, but the only thing that can stop us are numbskull Republicans not voting. And even if you live in a blue state where there's no chance, like Illinois, go out and vote so that we win the popular vote. So you take away the narrative from the idiots. Always take away the arguments of the idiots. Guess what happens when you take away the arguments from the idiots? You don't have to listen to the idiots argue because they have nothing. Well, we won the popular vote. Yeah, you won a popular vote because of fraudulent elections. We're never losing states outside of, like I said, like the Illinois of the world, D.C., I know D.C. is not a state, but the District of Columbia, you know, the Connecticut's, we're losing Connecticut, we're losing Massachusetts and Illinois, but we're not even losing California. We might lose Washington. We're not losing Oregon. It's all fraudulent elections. And we'll get to the fraud in just a minute. All right, next one, Will. Interactive polls tweet, here they are overall, all the swing states. Swing states poll from Atlas Intel Full Field, Arizona, Trump 50-45, devastating. Devastating. North Carolina, Trump 50-46. Devastating. Nevada, Trump 50-46. Devastating. Go to the next one for me, Will. Georgia, Trump 48-47. That's all a lie. It's not that close. There's no way. Anybody ever been in Georgia? Aaron and I, Will, all of us have probably driven through Georgia 5,000 times, okay? Yeah. Being hyperbolic, but we've all driven through Georgia. Okay. Georgia is not Biden country, let alone Harris country. It's not Democrat country. It's all lie. Ballots being facilitated, ballots being manipulated, ballots being manufactured in the middle of the night by people like Rumi Freeman and Shay Moss, putting the same ballots through the same machine over and over again. Pennsylvania, Trump up by 1.1%. That's great. Michigan, Trump up by basically 1%, just under 1%. Basically neck and neck in Wisconsin, which means Trump's actually up by probably 1 or 2 points. So things are looking great. The only thing that can stop us is fraud and Republicans not going out to vote. And you got to vote early. If you vote early, everything's on the record. And you saw now, you got to pay close attention when you vote early. I showed you that was from 2024 in the pregame, if you saw it. Aaron, see if you can pull that up for me. That pregame with Kentucky. I'll keep talking. When you got it, just side by side, and I'll put it up there. It'll fit right in because now we're going into election fraud. You need to be very careful when you're voting. And make sure that you actually voted for Donald J. Trump and every Republican down ballot. Make sure that you did because of this stuff. Play it for me. There it is. Look, over and over. I mean, can you imagine me with this? I would have thrown it across the room. That's what drives me nuts. Come on. And look at that. He hit Trump 5, 6, 7 times, and it counts him for Harris. See it? Look at it. This is from 2024. Obviously, Trump v. Harris. Look at this. This is from Kentucky. This is not, you know, this is simply somebody filming themselves. There's nothing to make up here. There it is. So pay very close attention. And again, Aaron brought this up. Why do we even have, you can bring it back to me because I'll just keep staring at it because it just pisses me off to no end. But anyway, why are we voting digitally? I get counting digitally. I don't agree with it. I'm just saying, I get it. But here in Florida, you get your you get a paper ballot that you fill in with a pen or pencil. You fill it in and you feed it through the machine. And the machine counts it. Okay, which I don't trust those machines either. But it's even worse when it's a digital ballot counted by a digital machine. At least with a paper ballot, there's a record. There's no record of what that person just did. Outside of if they have if they print those out. I don't know if they do or not because I've never. I don't think I voted that way. Maybe I have. I don't know. But anyway. So just pay very close attention. And if you do, or if you are somehow able to get a receipt of that ballot, make sure that it says Donald J. Trump on it in Republican down ballot. All right, Alex Jones video breaking. Investigators have found the source of how illegal border invaders are getting registered to vote. Play for me, Will.
I found the source of exactly where all these illegals are getting put on the voter rolls, and it's going to be made public very, very soon. And I'll tell you right now where it is. And it's an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center. It's led by a guy named David Becker, who was involved in a scandal while he was a U.S. attorney, and he essentially contacted the city of Boston while he worked for the DOJ, and the DOJ sued Boston over voting rights, claiming that he would help them get out of it. He then worked for PFAW, the People for the American Way, a far-left organization. Then he went on to work for Pew. And with George Soros' money, he created an organization called the Electronic Registration Information Center, which is known as ERIC. And then ERIC contracts with the states to get your DMV records, all that sensitive data that nobody else can get that's protected under the Driver's Privacy Protection Act. That's where they're finding out the ineligible voters. That's where they're finding out who in the state isn't registered to vote. And their membership agreement prohibits you from disclosing to them who is or is not a citizen. So you send all the information to people that live there. Don't tell them if they're citizens or not. And they pump those names onto the voter rolls and then they circulate it back. And then they give it to the other organization David Becker found, which is the Center for Election Innovation and Research, which is the recipient of all those Zucker bucks from back in 2020.
So Center for Election Innovation, there you go. So you have the, these various systems, which is hooked in with this ERIC system, and they have all of these DMV records that you and I aren't allowed to have access to, but they send those records, they request that information to ERIC or the Center for Election Innovation, Center for Election Innovation. Yeah, they're innovating the elections, all right. And they send all these DMV records. And in those DMV records, it's not allowed to be released whether they're a citizen or not. So they have what? Plausible deniability. And so they send all of this information out and they get all these people ballots sent to them. So they get all these people who are, this is how it all works, of course. Democrats always say, we're not facilitating these illegals being able to vote. We're not facilitating them voting in elections because, of course, it's illegal for them to vote. But they give them Social Security numbers and they give them driver's licenses, and then the state of Florida, you vote with your driver's license. That's how you vote in the state of Florida, is with your driver's license. And what we were just talking about before is when you're talking about like Arizona, the screw up with the 218,000 phantom voters all voting for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, the reason why they're registered to vote is because of these ERIC systems or Center for Election, whatever it was, I can't remember now, Innovation Center for Election Innovation. Because they get this information from these people and then send them the ability to register to vote. They send them voter registration forms because they are a quote-unquote licensed driver. Let's go back to Springfield, Ohio. Remember all that, what was going on with the eating of the dogs and the cats? How do you get a driver's license in Springfield, Ohio? You just have to prove that you're 16 years of age if you're an illegal alien. Not you and me. If you and I, if I decide to move to Springfield, Ohio tomorrow, and, you know, now I don't really have a Florida driver's license, but I could still use myself. But so you and I would have to already be a licensed driver, and there'd be some sort of, transfer or whatever into Ohio license. I'd have to prove, but I would have already had to pass all of what I had to pass Florida, right? But in Ohio, if you're an illegal alien, all you have to do is prove that you're above the age of 16. You don't need a driver's license from your original country. You don't need to. They don't even make you take a driver's test. They don't make you take an eye test. They don't make sure you have insurance. Nothing. You just get a driver's license. So same thing here. All you have to do is be on a DMV roll. Oh, how do you get on a DMV roll? So if you're on a DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, if you're on a DMV roll, then you get registered to vote automatically by the Center for Election, whatever. Innovation, Center for Election Innovation. So that's all they get, a DMV roll. They register you to vote. That's the point of it. And now you have phantom voters. A lot of these people, remember, didn't even know they're registered to vote. A lot of illegal aliens did not even know they're registered to vote. And they find out, I'm registered to vote. Yeah, you're registered to vote. How? Through the DMV. Through Soros. This is all Soros money being pumped into the ERIC system and Center for Election Innovation. Yeah, it's innovative, all right, to have illegals vote. Because all they need is a driver's license. And remember, to get a driver's license in Springfield, Ohio, as an illegal, all you have to do is say, show them that you're 16. How do you prove that? Don't. Just say you're 16. I mean, that's why they were having all these crashes in Springfield, Ohio, where the cars were ending up in people's houses. These people never drove in their home country. But here, they just issued a driver's license. This is like the average income for a Social Security recipient is $1,400 a month. The average income, government income, for an illegal alien, it's $2,500 a month. That's just what's given in cash. That's not the free housing, the free phone, the free monthly food stipend, everything. So their average, they get $5,000-$6,000 a month. And a retired person getting Social Security that they paid in for 30, 40 years gets $1,400 a month. So think about it. How hard is it? The key question is, because basically if you're on a DMV roll as a licensed driver, you are now an authorized voter according to the Democratic Party, because they're going to register you to vote using that information and then somehow notify you to vote. They probably send it to the person to register. That's why they actually communicate with a lot of these illegal aliens. They say, you know, do you realize it's illegal for you to vote? Oh, I thought it was legal for me to vote, because they're getting registration forms from George Soros. Via the Center for Election Innovation in the ERIC system. So understand, if you have a driver's license now, that you just automatically get from the Democratic Party. And then the Democratic Party is plausible deniability. We didn't sign up anybody to vote. Now you sign them up for a driver's license and then mailed them, because they're now on the DMV rolls, then you mailed them an automatic voter registration form because they're on the DMV. And that's what happened with COVID too. All of this infrastructure was put in place because all of the Christians caved to COVID. If all of us wouldn't have, and I didn't, Aaron didn't, Will didn't, we never closed, never will. I'm just talking about the Christian community. We certainly didn't here at Foundation Church. I've never stood 6 feet apart from anybody. I've never donned a mask, never take the vax, never shut down, never will, all those things. But all the other Christians did. And when you did that, you put into the system, You created an infrastructure for illegal voting, because, oh, we all can't go and vote. We can't go and vote because it's too dangerous to vote. 99.997% survival virus makes it very dangerous to go and vote, even though the flu's deadlier. It's too dangerous to vote. And all the Christians bought into it because they wanted to show that they were compassionate, or they were just flat out cowards. So they all just bought into the lie. Imagine believing that you're being Christ-like by participating in lies. Imagine that. All right, let's go to the next one. I'll just talk about this all night long. All right, here we are. Where am I at? America First Legal. Here it is, right out of Arizona. Huge win. We just won our lawsuit against Arizona Secretary of State for illegally withholding his list. He said under oath on the stand that he didn't know who these people are. Withholding his list. So I thought he said he didn't know who they were. There's a big difference between not knowing who they were and withholding it. Am I not correct?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Withholding his list of 218,000, what I call phantom voters, registered voters. We have no idea who they are, no idea what their addresses are, no idea what their citizenship is. It's 218,000 registered phantom voters who did not provide proof of citizenship, but were given, how were they given their voter registrations? How did they register to vote, everybody? Via the DMV. He must produce his complete list of these voters by Monday before Election Day. After he lied under oath on the stand, he needs to be prosecuted, and there needs to be no holds barred once we win this election. Every local prosecutor, so-called AG, attorney general, every local law enforcement system, every local law enforcement agency and jurisdiction, and our DOJ, hopefully run by Mike Davis, when we run the DOJ, or Kash Patel, every single one of these people need to be sued into oblivion, prosecuted into oblivion. We're not going to lie, cheat, or steal, or make up charges, but perjuring yourself under oath as the Arizona Secretary of State, when you said you didn't know who these people were, and now you're being ordered by a judge to stop withholding them? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who these people are on the list. Big difference between not knowing and withholding. So he needs to be prosecuted. Go to the next one for me, Will. Colin Rugg video. Am I in the right spot? Here it is. Let me show you. Here it is. Donald Trump sues CBS just for a little bit. Suing CBS for a little bit of money. $10 billion. Oh. It's a fact. For deceptively doctoring Kamala Harris's 60 Minutes interview. Here it is. Play it for me.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
Hey, and Aaron, do me a favor. Pull up from the pregame that J.D. Vance video with that word salad that she did in the pregame, because I just got to play that again. That's my favorite video of the night, is that one there. But just to quote her, her actual unedited answer was, I'm just giving you a piece of it as fast as I can write. The work that we have done has resulted in movements. Aaron said bowel movements? The work that we have done has resulted in movements. And here's J.D. Vance. Play for me.
Now, the other day, CNN asked if she had made any mistakes as vice president. Now, here's what she actually said, and I am quoting word for word. She said, in my role as vice president, I mean, I've probably worked very hard at making sure that I am well-versed on issues, and I think that is very important.
In my role as vice president, I mean, I've probably worked very hard at making sure that I am well versed on issues. And I think that is very important. It's a mistake not to be well versed on an issue and feel compelled to answer a question.
Feel compelled to answer a question when you're not well versed in the issue. Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be. Hey, go back to that. Go back to our. To the video we were just on, Will, with the there you go. Play it again.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
The work that we have done has resulted in movements in that region that were prompted by our advocacy of what we'd like to see happen. I'm going to put a bullet through my own head. This person wants to be president. The work that we have done has resulted in movements in that region that were prompted by our advocacy of what we'd like to see done. Trump is directly accusing CBS of election interference to help Harris. Yeah, because she couldn't have looked any dumber. You know why she looks dumb? Because if it talks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. She's dumb. CBS partisan and unlawful acts of election and voter interference through malicious, deceptive, and substantial news distortion calculated to confuse, deceive, and mislead the public, Trump's attorney said. Trump says CBS was trying to attempt to tip the scales in favor of Democratic Party as the heated 2024 presidential election, which President Trump is leading, approaches its conclusion. President Trump brings this, is all from Cullen Rugg, by the way. President Trump brings this action to redress the immense harm caused to him, to his campaign, and to tens of millions of citizens in Texas and across America by CBS's deceptive broadcasting conduct, the lawsuit says. That's what needs to happen. Have Ken Paxton do it. Every AG, where are you at, Ashley Moody in Florida? Tom, you're always picking on her. That's because she's dead silent. I want a Ken Paxton right here. I want Ken Paxton. I want Andrew Bailey. I want Cash Patel. I want Mike Davis. I want fire breathers. I don't need people who are concerned about their reputations and am I going to be invited to this? And I want people to think of me as somebody who can reach across the aisle. You know, I don't reach across the aisle to Satan. I'm good on my side of the aisle. Thank you very much. I do not yoke myself together with idiocy and demons.
Amen.
I don't do it. Thank you for the amen. Well, we all know he's programmed it while I'm preaching. So there you go. This is what needs to happen. And listen, everybody can sue them. What was CBS seen in the state of Texas? Yes. Was it seen in the state of Florida? Yes. And we can do the same thing with all the defamation. They call, if Trump was called Hitler by Kamala Harris and it was seen in your state, then Trump can sue for defamation in that state. Let's go. America First Legal, Judicial Watch, all of those different organizations, let's send them millions. All right, next one here, April Color video. This is the latest hoax. The latest hoax that Trump said that he's going to do something to women, whether they like it or not. You know what he said? It wasn't actually that. It was something very different than that. But of course, now Harris, because they had their garbage debacle, they lost that one. They lost the Hitler one because it turned out that story was over 2 years old. And it never happened, according to every witness in the room, outside of John Kelly. And, of course, General John Kelly is on the board of the largest facilitation of illegal migrant children NGO in the United States of America. Wonder why he doesn't want Trump to be president. If you're on the board of an NGO that facilitates more kids across the southern border than any other NGO, you might not want Trump being elected, right? Yeah, just like if you're on the board of Burisma, right? Just like that. But even worse with John Kelly, when you are on the board of an NGO that facilitates children for sex trafficking and labor trafficking across our southern border, illegally, of course, and 325,000 of them are missing, which they all acknowledge now. That's all been acknowledged under oath at congressional hearings. 325,000 kids are missing. And John Kelly's concern is that Trump said he would like his generals to be German generals, even though he never said it, according to every other witness in every other room. And that John Kelly didn't have substantive access to Donald Trump anyway, because Donald Trump knew he was a backstabbing moron, right? So they got to come up with another hoax. And here it is, April Color video. Harris campaign hacks quotes to distort the message. Sounds just like CBS News. Play for me, Will.
I will comment on the former president Donald Trump's remark about women and whether they like it or not. And listen, it's just, it actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies.
Kamala has imported criminal migrants from prisons and jails, from insane asylums and mental institutions all over the world, from Venezuela to the Congo, including savage criminals who assault, rape, and murder our women and girls. Anyone who would let monsters kidnap and kill our children does not belong anywhere near the Oval Office. And my people told me about 4 weeks ago, I was saying, no, I want to protect the people. I want to protect the women of our country. I want to protect the women. Sir, please don't say that. Why? They said, we think it's very inappropriate for you to say. I said, why? I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
What a horrible thing to say. Don't you love how Kamala tries to act all morose? And I got another comment on her, too. Can somebody please work on her, like, oral delivery, where every time she talks, I have to listen to her smack her lips and swish spit in her mouth.
Oh.
Can someone give her a bottle of freaking water? Somebody give her a bottle of water so I don't have to listen to her lips smack and swish spit. I mean, somebody. And then she tries to act morose. Oh, the things that Donald Trump has said. He said he wants to protect women whether they want protection or not. Who cares? You know what? You can protect me whether I want it or not. If I was like, I'm Billy Bad Butt, and I'm like, you know, I don't need anybody to protect me, and Will comes and defends my life, I'm like, thanks, Will. And he says, I'm going to protect you, Tom, whether you want it or not. I'm not going to be like, man, that's offensive. I'm going to be like, well, that's some bro love right there. I appreciate the bro love. I'm too manly to be protected, but Will comes out and kicks somebody's butt who's kicking my butt. Thank you, Will. I'm going to be like, oh, I'm really offended by that. Same thing with women, right? I mean, if you don't think you need protection, but lo and behold, at some point you do, and some guy protects you, whether you like it or not, that's all he said. And here comes Moreau's. Kamala Harris, I'm telling you, every time she talks, I got to listen to her, like her spit swish and her lips stuck together and so sick. I mean, have some hygiene, have some manners, you little demon. I know there's not a lot of manners in hell, but I mean, try to have them while you're still on earth. I'm so morose. I can't believe what he said. He said he's going to protect women when they want protection or not. Wow. How horrible. Let's look at what her number one surrogate said, shall we? Libs of TikTok video. Play it for me.
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple.
Never see that. Donald Trump says, I want to protect women whether they want protection or not. And then Kamala's number one surrogate, their poor man's version of Elon Musk. Their stupid version of Elon Musk. It's just like, Aaron, no offense here because Aaron has a Mazda Miata. But like, poor man sports cars, okay? I'm like, guys, that's what he is. He's like a poor man sports car. And you're like, he's a billionaire. Yeah, but he's a sad, pathetic imitation. It's just like when people buy the Volkswagen version of Porsches. And it still sounds like a Volkswagen Bug when they try to dress it up like a Porsche. And it's not that's who Cuban is. We have the real Porsche and they've got the Volkswagen version. And that's who Cuban is. In both intellect and looks, by the way, and production and accomplishment. We have Ferrari, they have Volkswagen. But anyway, so Cuban comes out. So all Trump says is, I'm going to protect women whether they want to be protected or not. And then Cuban comes out and says, there is never any strong, you know, it'll get played again. So I get the quote right.
See him around strong, intelligent women, ever.
Thanks, Will. Strong, he's never around strong or intelligent women. Aaron, remember, Will, remember, strong and intelligent, so I don't leave it out because I want to make sure I say it all the time. I should remember because it's sitting here right in front of my stupid face. But anyway, so Trump is never around strong or intelligent women. Really? Really, not around strong or intelligent women. Let's see now. Governor of Arkansas? Sarah Sanders, not strong. Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, not strong or intelligent. Melania Trump, not strong or intelligent. Whether you like her or not, MTG, Lauren Boebert. Let's see. Any other you guys think of them? Pop.
Kayleigh McEnany.
Kayleigh McEnany roasted them on Fox News. numerous others I could think of them as they pop into my head. I'll spout them out. But anyway. So interesting thing here. Should put that pickup, Will. Just do it side by side, guys. So there it is. Now, who is that woman that's embracing Donald Trump? That's the woman who Mark Cuban sold the Dallas Mavericks to. And now he still pseudo kind of works for the Dallas Mavericks, so that's like his boss. A non-strong and non-intelligent woman. Her last name is Adelson. That's who owns the Dallas Mavericks. Go to the next one for me. So here it is. Mark Cuban explains why he sold his majority stake of the Dallas Mavericks. The NBA on Wednesday approved Cuban's sale of a controlling interest in the Mavericks to the Adelson and Dumont families who run Las Vegas Sands Corporation. So this non-strong and non-intelligent woman now owns his own Dallas Mavericks. Amazing, isn't it? But Donald Trump is never around any strong or intelligent women. Truly amazing. That's what he thinks. And again, this is from the people who just called us garbage. So not only are we garbage, we're stupid and weak, if you're a woman, I guess. But this is from a guy who alleges to be an advocate for women, right? Except for unborn women, of which he kills 500,000 of them per year in the United States of America as an advocate for women. All right, let's go to the next one. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene video. This is my Kamala section of the show. Kamala section, like you're hopping all over the place. This is just on Kamala. Doing a great job, you know, as usual. Alejandro Mayorkas in charge of DHS, who's in charge of FEMA, who's in charge of the border. Great jobs, right? FEMA and the border. I mean, those are just classic successes, right? No, actually, abominations, what they are. Well, guess what FEMA's not doing? They're not paying anybody. Yeah, interesting, isn't it? Marjorie Taylor Greene video. Linemen just went on strike in North Carolina because they've been there since, when was the storm? This is Helene. I mean, how long ago is that, Aaron? A month and a half ago, something like that? A month and a half ago, roughly. So they've been there, and they're not getting paid by Alejandro Mayorkas. Play for me.
Everything that they promised us, that they said they would come through with, nothing is being delivered. Well, the contract states that we would be paid net this day, meaning that 14 days after our first invoice, we would start getting paid. So that means for anybody that was here from the 7th to the 13th, that should have been paid this Monday or Tuesday. We should have some type of money. We should have some type of per diem. They didn't pay. They asked for another requirement stating, well, we need to use these codes and this has to be used. So we did that yesterday. We got that completed. We sent that in. Now they say, oh, well, from the 7th to the 13th, it's really such a mess. Why can't we just pay from the 13th on? And we're like, no, you're not gonna skip us on payments for a week when we've been here for almost 8 weeks working every single day. It's nonstop, anywhere from 12 to 18 hours a day. We don't shower. I mean, most of us are tired. We just want to sleep. You know.
Yeah, what's today? So today is what, October 31st? Oh, happy Halloween, everybody. But oh, how dare you say that, Tom, you're a pastor, because I don't care about all those things. Read Romans chapter 14. You hand out candy. Who cares? It's a demonic holiday. Some people think it's demonic. Some people think that it actually came from the church. So don't worry about it. You're like, Tom, you're all... I like to address everything. Because I've had all kinds of people confront me on it. You know, I'm like, Halloween this, Halloween that. Everything's pagan, just so you know. Christmas ornaments, pagan. Christmas trees, pagan. Christmas stockings, pagan. Easter bunny, pagan. Easter eggs, pagan. We all do it, don't we? You know why? Because once, what in Romans chapter 14, you're allowed to do basically whatever you want to do except not sinning. And those things, having Easter eggs isn't sinning if you want to consider it to be some sort of an abomination. That's up to you. But for me, what is Halloween? Candy time, baby. That's it. I mean, so just so you know. But anyway, so this storm hit on September 27th. It's now Halloween, so it's October 31st. So basically a month and 4 days ago, and these guys aren't being paid. And you know why they don't get paid? It's because Democrats don't understand that you have to get paid. Because they've never worked a day in their life. They have no idea. Kamala Harris, if you look at it, has never worked a day in her life except if you want to say what she did with Willie Brown. She worked that. But other than that, and a couple politicians after that. But anyway, she's never worked. You can't trace back any job that she's actually ever done outside of government. So they don't understand that you actually have to get paid. Why would I have to get paid? Because nobody's going to do the jobs without it. Why are these jobs being done? Because nobody's being paid to do them. They don't conceptually understand that because they've never lived in the real world. They just go and get a government check without ever accomplishing or ever actually doing anything. So they don't understand these people. Why would this guy need to be paid? Because he's a boss, and the other people are depending on his integrity, that they're going to get paid because they work for that man. And now that man's not getting paid so that he can pay them. And it's making him look bad. So they're going on strike, and that hurts the people once again. Another fantastic success story from Alejandro Mayorkas and FEMA and DHS. Great job, Department of Homeland Security. Awesome job. Why can't you pay them? FEMA's doing nothing else. You can't at least issue a check. They're doing absolutely nothing else. To this day, has anybody seen FEMA do anything in North Carolina? Have they seen them do anything in Georgia? Have they seen them do anything in Tennessee? In East Tennessee, West Georgia, West North Carolina, have they seen them do anything at all? Where are the FEMA helicopters? No, but you can't issue a paper check. They can't even do that. Remember, they showed up with their card tables and were registering people? And where were they registering people at? A volunteer site, a site set up by churches and volunteers that were handing out goods. FEMA brings no goods but sets up their card table there to register people to get goods. And then FEMA tries to confiscate the goods. That's our government. And now they're not even paying the people who are working 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to get power back to the people of Appalachia. And now they're not paying them. Unbelievable. All right, more on Kamala Harris. I mean, that goes together. More on Kamala Harris. And wokeness video. Free speech is literally on the ballot next week, Kamala Harris wants the censor. Play it for me.
All of these social media companies and these online platforms, which are so powerful in their ability to impact perception about an issue and to influence behaviors, let's be clear about that. There have to be standards, and he and his account should be taken down. We saw in El Paso that that shooter in his manifesto was informed by how Donald Trump uses that platform. And this is a matter of corporate responsibility. Twitter should be held accountable and shut down that site. It is a matter of safety and corporate accountability.
Thank you. Senator Warren, you can respond.
So, look, I don't just want to push Donald Trump off Twitter. I want to push him out of the White House. That's our job.
Join me in saying that his Twitter account should be shut down.
Let's figure out.
No.
Why it is that
he has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
Donald Trump has 65 million followers on Twitter, and we have to take seriously the weaponization of this platform by the president and the need, therefore, of a private corporation to be held accountable to say he has abused the terms, and it could result literally in the a threat to safety of human beings who are participating with a process of justice.
There is not a part of you civically, constitutionally, that is concerned about the precedent of a private company taking the platform away from the President of the United States or some other elected official.
Free speech does not condone or protect threats to the safety of other human beings. And so that is what we are talking about. Like, let's be really clear about what we're talking about.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
One. And this is what's on the ballot. This is what's on the ballot. Will Twitter exist if Kamala Harris wins? Because they're going to try to sue and prosecute Elon Musk into oblivion. So she says, you know what? Twitter reaches, I'll just use Twitter, reaches millions of people without any supervision or oversight. Who's going to provide the supervision and oversight? Kamala Harris and her cronies, the left, the globalist leftist bourgeois elitists, are going to have disinformation governance boards for supervision and oversight so that whatever they don't approve of, that they deem as lies, which, of course, everything is actually the opposite of what you're seeing. Everything is the inverse. What they call lies is actually the truth. What they call misinformation is actually the truth, or just simple information, with correct information. Because everything's inverted in there, because that's what they always do. Whatever they say they are the opposite of that. Whatever they say they're doing, they're not doing. Whatever they say they're not doing, they're actually doing. So she says that Twitter's allowed. Allowed by who? You don't own it. This is my whole problem with Christians who caved, and conservatives who caved during COVID. Quoting Romans 13, our ruling authorities. We don't have ruling authorities. We have a constitution. We have a ruling document. I don't care what the UK has. I don't care what Canada has. I don't care what the other Five Eyes countries have. New Zealand, Australia. I don't care. We have a ruling document. We don't have ruling authorities and ruling people and monarchs. We don't have any of that. There is no oversight for our speech. We say what we want, when we want, as often as we want, in whatever inflection that we want. Some things may cause us to go to heaven. Some things may cause us to go to hell. But it's our own responsibility, not her supervision and oversight's responsibility. She doesn't get to determine what I say is a lie or not. She doesn't get to determine whether what I say is hate or not. And then she uses words like free speech does not protect. So the Second Amendment, First Amendment, does not protect somebody's. She says free speech does not protect threats. Well, what is the threat? Define what a threat is. To them, anything that contradicts their narrative and agenda is a threat. So if I say a boy is a boy and can't be a girl, that's a threat. So my speech is banned because of threats. That's why the First Amendment cannot be governed by not being allowed to threaten. Now, if it's an actual threat, then it becomes criminal. Like if I say on Twitter, I'm orchestrating a terrorist event, then that is a crime. Or if I'm putting on pornography, then that is a violation of terms and potentially a crime. That's fine. Those things should be gone. They're already governed by laws. You cannot orchestrate a violent event. That is already a crime. It's got nothing to do with speech, but they stretch the term threat into being anything that contradicts their agenda and their narrative. And then she talks about these different platforms and how conservatives are abusing their terms. And then she's going to enforce when somebody abuses a private company's terms. So you're going to have the federal government come in and enforce a company's policies and rules. How is that going to work? How does that work? There's what you have. What is Nazism? The merging of corporatism and governance. That's Nazism. When you have the government come in and enforce Facebook's terms and policies, that's the very essence of Nazism, is when you merge the government with corporatism. That is there is no other definition, just so everybody knows, of Nazism. That's it. And that's what she wants. She wants Nina Jankowicz and the Disinformation Governance Board to go, oh, Tom Lipley just violated the terms of service with Facebook. We're going to go out. How would you go after me then? I violated a civil agreement that I never violated. By the way, there is nothing to violate. When you are a platform versus a publisher, there's nothing to violate. You get exemptions from the federal government for being a platform that you don't get when you are a publisher. Therefore, if you want to keep those exemptions, YouTube, Facebook, which they should no longer, because they're both publishers now, so they should no longer get those exemptions, those liability exemptions. They shouldn't get them anymore. But they still get them. Even though both of them are now publishers, because they're endlessly banning speech. If you are a platform, an exempted platform, then you have to allow everything but terrorism and pornography. That's it. That's what you, otherwise you are no longer a platform and can be sued for content. And they go, everyone's just going to sue YouTube because they're already a publisher. Not suing them because they banned you. Sue them because they put out misinformation about vaccines. They put out misinformation about masking. Sue them. They're not a platform. They're a publisher. So now you are accountable for your content. If, as Washington Post, as a publisher, if they put out misinformation, then they can be sued for it. Facebook can't, they know it, but yet they still act as a publisher because they're actually a leftist activist group. And Zuckerberg can come out with all of his apologies. This typical leftist, they come out with all of their apologies, right? He's like, yeah, I feel really bad that I was used by the federal government to take down conservative content about COVID. But what's he doing right now? Still banning conservatives every single day. I haven't been able to friend anybody through Facebook for 4.5 years. And I have 10,000 followers on Facebook. 20,000 here, 22,000 at the church, and we can't friend anybody. And they take us down all the time. They ban us all the time. They censor us all the time. Just take us down. Stop streaming all the time. So we've just given up on them. And I'm glad, because a fake book is fake book. All right, so that is on the ballot. Free speech is on the ballot coming up. All right, go to the next one for me. Sully tweet. This is Brent Bowlby. He and his family live in Tim Walz's, Tampon Tim's, Minnesota. Brent would not comply with trans laws for children. So in other words, he wouldn't allow his kids to have their penises, testicles, and breasts lopped off when they're 12 years old or put on Lupron, puberty-blocking drugs. So Tim Walz arrested Brent for Brent this week, then removed his children from their home and placed them in a shelter that does comply with Minnesota's trans laws. And this is what I've heard numerous politicians say. I'm trying to give credit where credit is due because it was a female, she wasn't even a politician. She was from an organization. But anyway, she said, and Candace Owens is one of them, but regardless, a lot of conservative pundits have come out and said that this is the future. That if your kid is a man or a boy And somehow a school official, like, you know what Tim Walz, I heard, learned this on Alex Jones today. Tim Walz, when he was like a young, like in his 20s teacher, and this is a long time ago, was organizing LGBTQ clubs. Why would you do that? I mean, how? Why would a heterosexual dude be organizing LGBTQ clubs except for grooming? But I digress. So anyway, so if your kid somehow gets groomed in school, you know, like you're having a bad day, you know who has bad days? Like 12, 13, 14-year-old kids when they're hormonal. And so they're having a bad day, and someone just starts to brainwash them, starts to put things in their mind. Maybe you're a woman. Maybe you're a man. And you're Brent Bowlby's son or daughter, and you say it's just, say we'll use the son, and son's having a bad day. Maybe it is that you're a woman, and start getting that into his head. And then the kid starts thinking, maybe I am a woman. And so they start with maybe we'll get you some counseling, get you some on some Lupron. And they do it all behind your back, and you pull that kid from your school, from that school. Well, here comes Timmy Walz to arrest you. If you live in Minnesota and you're conservative, you've lost your mind. Let me show you this video. This is what they want. Libs of TikTok video. This is the end game for the Democratic Party. Play it for me.
Husband, Miles, and he's pregnant.
Popped. The masculine version of pregnant.
We're having a baby.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool. Miles and I are a trans family. I identify as a trans woman, and Miles identifies as a trans man. Can I have those shoes? In some sense, it upsets me that I can't physically carry a child, but my husband can. I think Miles is handsome in this state, and he's glowing, and...
It's a very masculine glow, though. It's a very masculine glow. Good morning, love. I'm starving.
Are you starving?
Yeah. And you know what my go-to is?
Ugh, you want that soul food.
I need my soul food. I need some macaroni and cheese. I need some yams. I need some cornbread. It's what the baby wants. It's not me. It's the baby.
Miles and I have literally switched. I think we should have some eggs. Let's have some
Precious,
toast.
I'm pregnant. Order the food.
Thank you. Normally, I'm the diva of the relationship, and Miles caters to my every whim. So I'm glad to play vice versa.
Oh, here. I was gonna this entire 9 months.
Now, I would love to explain this video to everybody out there because Aaron and I were actually having a little pseudo debate at the beginning because Aaron misunderstood. Okay, and he's a younger man. I'm 26 years older than him, so I had to explain to him. Now, the person on the left that looks like a girl is a guy, fully penis man,
yes,
who impregnated the female on the right who looks like a man. Aaron's asking, well, if you wanted to be a woman, then wouldn't you want to be the one that's pregnant? He can't. He's a fully penis man.
Yeah.
So he wants to be a fully penis man who calls himself a woman impregnating a real woman who wants to be a man. That's Democratic Party. Right there. That's what they want for everybody. And they'll arrest your kids if you don't let them go in that direction. As Tim Walz is currently doing. Tim, that's from this week. Tim Walz did that this week. Tim Walz, it's known that Tim Walz has committed at least 8 post-birth abortions where they had babies that survived an abortion assassination attempt, an abortion attempt, and they survived. And Tim Walz's law says leave them on the stainless steel slab and do not provide them any medical attention. Let the human being die. That's the Democratic Party and Tim Walz allowing babies who survived abortions to die when they could be saved. That's the Democratic Party also. All right, let me show you this. Voter fraud. There's my little expose on this woman, Jocelyn Benson. Jocelyn Benson. Give me Jocelyn Benson. There she is.
She's the one. We all hate her. I wouldn't say that. People say that.
So this is Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State for the state of Michigan. I mean, a voter fraud Detroit hubbub. Now, here's her Friday fact. This is what she put out. I don't know when she put this out, but it was actually put out a couple months ago. Friday fact: claims of illegals voting in elections are completely wrong. That's what she says. Play it for me.
So,
There's been a lot of noise about people who aren't U.S. citizens voting in our elections. But here's the truth. Only U.S. citizens can register to vote or cast a ballot in our elections. Anyone who claims otherwise is intentionally misleading you. In fact, it's illegal for non-citizens to vote, and it is extremely rare for anyone who's not a citizen to even attempt to register to vote or cast a ballot. That's true here in Michigan and in every other state. The bottom line is that every professional election official all across the country is working every day to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat, and to ensure that only those who are legally registered and eligible are casting ballots. And they're also working to protect our entire election process from foreign or domestic interference. So don't be distracted by the noise from people looking to cast doubt on the safety and security of our elections. You can always get the facts about this and any other election topic at michigan.gov/vote.
Now let's hold Jocelyn to account, shall we? She says it's illegal for an illegal to vote, which is nonsensical, but of course that's the actual truth. And she says no illegal can vote or register to vote, and she is working 90 to nothing to prevent any voter fraud or illegals from voting, right? That's what she says. Go to the next one for me. Leading report tweet, RNC investigated and confirmed, look at the date, 168,000 duplicate ballots in Michigan were not and will not be counted, but they would have been counted if it wasn't for Laura Trump and the RNC stopping 168,000. Hey, remember now, Trump lost the state of Michigan, I don't know, less than 100,000 votes. 168,000 of votes were about to be cast for Kamala Harris in a state where Jocelyn Benson, remember, secretaries of states run the election. That's why she was doing that little speech. She says no illegal can vote. And no illegal can register to vote. And we are doing all we can to prevent voter and election fraud. Whoops. On Halloween this morning, the RNC investigated and confirmed 168,000 duplicate ballots. In other words, Joe Williams is voting more than once. But she's doing all she can. Go to the next one for me, Will. I don't know where I'm at even. Where am I at? Hustle B?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Hustle B video breaking. Dominion machines affected nationwide by the person who's working as hard as she can to prevent voter fraud. Play for me.
Issues with the programming of the VATS with specifically yes. Dominion. Mm-hmm. Why was that only caught in the past few days, and why can't it be fixed? I saw the release.
Yeah, this is a nationwide issue with Dominion voter access terminals in the counties that use them. And the voter access terminals, of course, not all the machines, just the ones that are accessible, have an issue with the straight party voting and a programming issue that's, again, affected the machines nationwide. And I think all of us that use Dominion machines were unhappy to learn about this during the testing period and as early voting began. So we're working with Dominion to seek accountability on that front and also are working with our clerks to ensure voters are aware of this programming issue that will require them to ensure they are voting every section on the ballot.
Do you think it's a bigger issue in Michigan because we do allow voters to cross over in ways that a lot of other states don't?
Because we have straight party. It's not struck me as I've talked to my other colleagues in other states. They're just as upset about it as we are. So, yeah, we're surprised. Yeah.
Have no fear. They're all upset about it. Oh. That'll help. You know what the problem was? And first of all, let's address this. How can you have a nationwide problem with a voting machine that's not hooked up to the internet? You know what the problem was? Is if anybody voted down ballot, the same party that they call same ballot, same party voting. That was the problem, that Dominion would somehow mix it up then. Huh. If you voted straight Republican, I wonder if it was straight Democrat if there was a problem. I bet you not.
No.
But we'll just use Republican. So if you voted down ballot Republican, that was the problem, that the machines weren't recording it. This is a nationwide issue with Dominion, quote from Jocelyn Benson. Machines hit by a voting bug. Votes will not be properly recorded. Off quote now. Votes will not be properly recorded. Here we go again. We're all singing it together. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Here's Dominion. Hello, Dominion. Once again. Hello, Dominion, my old friend. The the non-internet voting machine that's having an internet national problem. It's just Democratic Party logic, is it not? Call a boy a girl a boy, call an unborn human a non-human. Say that Dominion voting machines are not hooked up to the internet, but they're having an international or a national internet problem. A nationwide bug. How do you have a nationwide bug if they're not all connected together via the internet? But remember now, if you even question it, if you even question the election, this is what's going to happen to you. Play it for me.
If someone were to violate the law and not certify the election at the local level, we will come for you. So any local certifier thinking of skirting the law and not certifying the vote, don't even think about it because
one. So if you're an election certifier in the state of Michigan and you suspect voter fraud and you don't certify, the state, the Secretary of State is coming after you with Dana Nessel and Wretched Witless. All right, let's go to the next one. Nick Sorter tweet. What are we doing here, boys? I need the next order. Where we got going here? Here we go. Nick Sorter tweet. New Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says there is, I just want to put this out because there's more information on it. There is a nationwide issue with Dominion voter access terminals preventing voters from making certain selections. How much you bet? You can select as many Democrats as you want, but I bet you there's only a problem if you select Republicans. Of course there is. According to her office, this programming issue with a machine that's not hooked to the internet, but it's an internet, but it's a national internet problem, cannot be fixed. Oh, can't be fixed. And voters are being forced to deal with it. Why is this issue not caught during the testing period? You know, lo and behold, and this is why you've got to vote early. And remember what we showed you out of Kentucky. It's probably, Aaron, you know what? Play that again for me. Find that Kentucky video for me just in the midst of this. And then I'm going to play it again. Go to the next one for me, Will. The Gateway Pundit tweet. Michigan, and remember, quote, remember from our original video from Jocelyn Benson, I believe that it was filmed in April of 2024. It's illegal for an illegal to vote. It's not even legal for any illegal to register to vote. And we are working to prevent all voting fraud and all illegal voting. Well, here we go. Michigan early voting. Vote shocker. Election integrity data analysis claims they have proof of 208,075 ballots cast by 82,674 voters. Sounds like Act Blue donations. An excess of 125,000. So you had 208,000 ballots that were cast by only 82,000 people. But don't worry, it's illegal, according to Jocelyn Benson. It's illegal for illegals to vote and even register to vote. And she's working really hard to prevent this. And you know what? The whole Dominion debacle, she's mad about it. So don't worry, she's mad about it. Go to the next one. The Gateway Pundit tweet. Is that, no, where am I at? Where am I at, Will?
This is the second part of that showing the
what
same.
The freak? Where is it?
Jack. Jack tweet.
Okay, hold on, man. Let me find
my... Here's a Gateway Pundit if you want that one.
Okay, now I'm online. Here we go. Now we're going. Okay, go to the Jack tweet for me. Thank you, guys. So here, Breaking Michigan is reporting one voter, here's an example of that, who voted 29 times. But don't worry. They're like, Tom, this can't be... It's this year, folks. Look at the date on there. 10-25-2024. But don't worry. Jocelyn Benson's all over it. She's mad about it, and she's doing all she can to prevent voter fraud as... According to Jack, Breaking Michigan is reporting one voter ID with 29 separate votes. But don't worry, she's upset about it and working as hard as she can to stop it. She's actually working as hard as she can to facilitate it. All right, go to the next one. Oh, wait, let me read this for you. Here's more on Jocelyn Benson. Remember, try to find me that Kentucky thing one more time. Oh, there, play it for me. It matters, just side by side it, Aaron, when you can. So here we go. Yeah, just mute it. So anyway, this is a Dominion, at least a Dominion-style machine. Is this the bug? Is this the bug that she's upset about? And just remember, there's nothing that she said, there's nothing we can do to fix it. And again, these are machines that are not hooked up to the internet but are having a nationwide problem. How can every machine have a problem if they're not hooked up to one another via the internet? How does that make it? I mean, do you ever just think of the simplicity of these arguments? There is no Dominion machine, according to Dominion and the Dominion lawsuits, there is no Dominion machine that's hooked up to the internet. Then how does every machine, how does a machine in Kentucky have the same problem as the machine in Michigan if they're not hooked together via the internet? Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's the tech guy. Makes absolutely no sense. Go, Aaron.
Well, and I was going
to
say.
And I want everyone to recognize Aaron is wearing Halloween colors tonight.
For the religious
people.
Give
me a little Trump description of your outfit.
It's Halloween. I'm wearing my favorite color.
There you go.
Orange. No, I was going to say, it's an absolute lie from the pit of hell to say that you can't fix that machine. You know how easy it is to program saying, this part of the screen is for option one, this part of the screen is for option two. It is the easiest thing in the world to code. I'm not a genius, but I could do it. Ridiculous.
Well, you are kind of a genius. But yeah, no, it should be fixed. And how is it? How do you just leave things at? It can't be fixed. But don't worry, this is available. Put this up if you want to get it.
Oh,
May 6th of 2025, The Purposeful Warrior. The Purposeful Warrior for lies, for cheating, for stealing, and for Satan himself, The Purposeful Warrior, Jocelyn Benson, also was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for what she did in the 2020 elections, which was mass voter fraud that she was caught doing. She passed on the election. She passed on the investigation of the FBI, and I believe the FBI passed it back on to her, so nobody actually ever did anything. There was mass voter fraud in Michigan, which I wanted to actually get that story out, but it would have been too much for this particular segment. So anyway, let me just read a couple. This is from Real Robert. This is from a Twitter page, an excellent Twitter page called Real Robert. And this moron, remember, she's working as hard as she can, to prevent any voter fraud in the state of Michigan. No illegal can vote. That's what she says. It's just preposterous. They give you that little condescending laugh. What do you mean illegals can vote? There's no illegals can vote. I mean, we've made sure no illegal can vote. No illegal can even register to vote as they're registered to vote and as they're voting. They say that all the time, and then they keep finding thousands upon thousands of them, hundreds of thousands of them in Texas alone. 6,000 of them in Michigan. I mean, in Virginia that Glenn Youngkin just purged off the voter rolls. Just more on Jocelyn Benson, the woman who's working to prevent all voter fraud in the state of Michigan. February 11th, and here it is, how Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson utilized her single greatest crime of 2020 for the 2022 election. Her own analysts busted 68,000 mail-in ballots, forged signatures by signature matching, while, he actually put it this way, while the whore was telling clerks to ignore signature matching. Her own analyst was busted for 68,000 mail-in ballots with forged signatures by signature matching, while this whore was telling clerks to ignore signature match. That's what she does. This is a person who says she's working hard to prevent all voter fraud, while she tells her election workers, you don't need to do any signature verification. That's part of the system. That's like telling a cop that you don't need to run somebody's ID. Now, you don't need to make any arrests. You don't need to write any tickets. Then why be a cop? From the Absolute Truth on Twitter, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is in violation of state law by not removing, this is the woman working hard to prevent all voter fraud, by not removing 74,000 registrations that were supposed to be removed after the 2020 election, according to IT expert Fanai Matravati. I try to give everybody their due credit. But it gets worse. There's nearly 700,000 votes in challenge status in the state. That's the woman who's working hard to prevent all voter fraud. From Real Robert. And here it is, Jocelyn Benson's own qualified voter file, QVF, confirms beyond a shadow of a doubt, rigged voter rolls and illegal aliens and mail-in ballots equals Jocelyn Benson's should go straight to prison. 302,000 plus mail-in ballots cast in 2020 election without any voter tied to them. What does that sound like, Aaron? That sounds like phantom voters.
Yep.
You got 302,000 names out there, no ID, no verification, no proof of citizenship, no proof that these people even exist, but there is a name, and they can be used anytime the Democrats are falling behind. We need 10,000 votes. Pull 10,000 out of the 302. We need 25,000 votes. Pull 25,000 out of the 302. And manufacture ballots in downtown Detroit, Michigan. That's the point. That's the point of all of this. How do we end up with the book ahead of all this stuff? What is this? What do we got next, guys? What is that?
Wall Street Apes.
Oh, okay. It's 10:21. Gosh.
10:22 now.
10:22. It's 10:22.
It's 10:22. It's time to end.
Hey, Order in the Court, monthly supporter, Order in the Court just joined in. Thank you. Love you. Appreciate you. Rumble Rants, Nude Monk, the one and only, $20. Nitsua, 99. $10. Tammy L. Margrave, the matriarch of the Rumble Rant, $10. Order in the Court, $10. Gianna Jones, $1. Appreciate you guys so much. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. What we're going to do on election night, we'll be here the normal time. I really don't know what we're going to do. I have no idea. We're just going to run. We're going to get all the election results in as we go. I'll yell and scream about whatever needs to be yelled and screamed about. Maybe have a couple things to talk about. I don't know. But we'll be live on election night, but we have Monday before that. And, of course, tomorrow night. Join us on Sunday morning. Also, love you guys. Appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat. Love you. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper, that you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The word just told you that new thing. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Is that a new thing for you that you need to receive it? Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you, not for you to emulate the poorness. That would be like you emulating sin. He became sin, so now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.